How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to be inspired when you are in a difficult situation. If you are struggling, if you can't see the light in your life, and you're not sure what changes to make to live a positive experience, this is going to be the episode for you because we're going to break down a perspective that gives you the power to be the version of you that you know deep down you can truly be. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep healing meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. Well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So I'm going to start this message with this sentence, and this is what this perspective is all going to be about. Angels would not come to this experience to have an easy life. That thought came to my mind when I was just doing some reflecting and thinking. And I know I've shared a perspective similar to this in the past, but I think it's really important to talk about it again. So I was having a conversation with somebody that I talk to from time to time, and she does like energy reading and stuff like that. And I was talking to her, and my wife is someone that struggles with depression and anxiety. It's something that's really difficult for her sometimes. And so I was having this conversation, and one thing I mentioned, I said, you know, I think that I'm an older soul than her. We were talking about soul history and all that stuff. And whether you believe in that stuff or not is beside the point. It's just what she said that really made an impact on me. She just said, And when she said that, I realized that I was probably wrong in my thinking. And the fact is, you, like the full version of you, is not your current state. You see, if you are struggling, if you are down, if you're dealing with anxiety, if you're dealing with depression or whatever ailment is pulling you away from who you truly are, that is not the full version of you. That is part of the experience that you're having at this moment. If you came here to grow, if everything on this earth is here for you to grow, doesn't it make sense that if you're a high level being, if you're someone that's trying to raise love, trying to be in that high frequency, that you would come have a difficult experience and then heal from it so that you could give it to the world? Why else would it be this way? It makes so much sense to me when I think about this. Like, think about you. Think about the things that you're struggling with, and then you're listening right now. You're on this podcast. You're reading self-help books. Like, you're in this stage of discovery on healing. How do I grow? How do I move past this energy that I don't want anymore? Now, think about all the other people that struggle with the things that you're struggling with and never make it to that point. They're stuck in the struggle. Why wouldn't it be that you came here to go through this pain, to go through this hurt, to go through this trauma so that you could heal and then give it to those who are really struggling with it as well? That is the most powerful thing I could ever think, and it makes so much sense. You are bearing this huge burden, and it's not for no reason. It's not because the world's not fair. It's not because you're receiving some sort of karma. It's because you were meant to go through this to heal so that you can give the proper energy away, that healed, loving energy away to those in need. That's how we grow. I use the analogy all the time, but when you go to the gym and you want to build muscle, you have to break it down. You have to have time under tension. So this experience that you're having right now is your time under tension. It makes so much sense. You care about people. If you're listening to this podcast, I know that you care about others. You want to help others. Deep down, you want to, or you've tried in the past, or you're even trying right now. You want to love. You want to forgive. You want to be in that healed energy. So that inspiration within you, that want, that pull, is your higher self waking you up now and saying, it's time to go to the next step. But you couldn't have this knowledge when you were going through the pain. Because how can you truly go through the pain if you're not immersed in it? If you're not truly flooded by the hurt or whatever it is that's bringing you down? If you don't have that feeling, you can't truly heal from it. And then you can't truly give that perspective away to somebody else that needs it. There are so many people that struggle just as much as you who don't have that feeling, who are so lost that's all they know and they don't even think that there could be a different life. But you're thinking it. You're starting to believe it. You know deep down that things can be different, and that's why you're on the search. They need you. And it's not to put weight on your shoulders as if you don't succeed, then they don't succeed. It's to say you are part of the healing movement. And when you start tapping into that, when you really start believing that there's more to you than this experience, that you are not the trauma, that you are not the anger, the hate, the things that have maybe riled within you, the failure, the inability to achieve the task that you've set to, those are a brief experience that you're having to give you perspective. Once you heal from them, you get to give the opposite perspective. If you've walked in someone's shoes, you can really connect with them. If you've been there before, they can really connect with you. So I think you are a powerful being. That maybe you've done this experience multiple times and you are here to be a part of the healing. You are not here to suffer because none of this is happening to you. It's all happening for you. If it was happening to you, then it was meant to punish you. Then you were just a victim. Then you didn't have true control. But that's not the case. If it's not true for one individual, then it can't be true for any individual. You are power. You are starting to wake up. As you start to heal, as you start to grow, you will feel that energy more and more building within you. I see it. I know that you want more for you. I want more for you. I want you to be abundant in all ways. I want you to be abundant in love. I want you to be abundant in happiness. I want you to be abundant in joy, in forgiveness, in inner peace, just have complete abundance. But to have that is to understand the opposite of it, to truly have it. How could you truly know love if you've never felt pain? If you can love amongst pain, then you're truly in that frequency. How can you truly be in forgiveness if you haven't had things happen to you that need to be forgiven? That's why there's so much meaning in your experience. That's why when you're down, when you're on your knees and you feel like you just can't do it, you can't move forward, you have to connect with Source. Whether it's meditation, praying, or just staying still, there's more that can carry you through. There's things like this podcast. There's books you can read. There's people that you can connect with that help you see your perspective and align with you. It's not that anything I'm saying is what's charging you up. It's as you're listening, you're reflecting and thinking about who you truly are and recognizing the power within you. You are absolutely here for a reason. You're not a mistake. The world would not be better without you. We need the people that hurt the most to rise up. As a collective, as energy, you are the change that's going to make the difference. Because you signed up to go through extreme pain so that you could bring extreme love. So you could bring extreme joy. And then through that, become a powerful CEO. Become a wealthy real estate investor. Become an inventor. Become a politician. Become this person that is of influence. Maybe just become a great parent. become a great friend. Whatever it is, do it to the max as somebody that healed themselves, as somebody that loves themselves, as somebody that can give that frequency to others. That's your healing path. That's your power. And that is why you're here. So I'm going to say the sentence that I started with it. Angels would not come here for an easy life. I'm not saying we're angels. I'm not saying we're anything better than anybody else. I'm just saying I believe that you came here with purpose. You came here with a mission, whether it's to change a generational curse within the family you're in or to heal the world. It's all powerful and all matters equally. So let's continue to raise our vibration and be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and gave you a positive perspective on your current situation and hopefully a little bit of motivation to push forward and be that loving version of yourself that you can be. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link down below. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. Plus, you get a free positive mindset meditation to help you shift that perspective so that you can see things in a different light. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate all the follows there. And of course, there's the Positive Mindset Facebook community. That's one of the top links. You can join the group of people that are on this mission to heal themselves and really just be that rising tide that we talk about. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.